start and finish. Good. Come on. This morning, I'm going to share a story with you that actually, if there had been no children here this morning, I was going to share with the grown-ups later. So we're just getting a sneak preview, okay? And it's called, this is my very favorite book that maybe you all know. Have any of you all ever read this book called The Runaway Bunny? Do you know this book? Well, you will after today. So I'm going to read it to you, and I know you all can't all see the pictures, but you can imagine, all right? And I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I'm reading this book in a minute. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I am running away." "If you run away," said his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim far away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." Is he fishing for him? "If you become a fisherman," said the little bunny, "I will become a rock on the mountain high above you." "If you become a rock on the mountain high above me," said his mother, "I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are." See her climbing after him? "If you become a mountain climber," said the little bunny, "I will be a crocus, a flower, in a hidden garden." "If you become a crocus in a hidden garden," said his mother, "I will be a gardener, and I will find you." See her? She's looking. Do you see him in there? Do you see him hiding?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. "If you are a gardener and find me," said the little bunny, "I will be a bird and fly away from you." "If you become a bird and fly away from me," said his mother, "I will be a tree that you can come home to." "If you become a tree," said the little bunny, "I will become a little sailboat, and I will sail away from you." "If you become a sailboat and sail away from me," said his mother, "I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go." See her? "If you become the wind," said the little bunny, "I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze." "If you go flying on a flying trapeze," said his mother, "I will be a tightrope walker, and I will walk across the air to you." She's all kinds of things, isn't she? "If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air," said the bunny, "I will become a little boy and run into a house." "If you become a little boy and run into a house," said the mother bunny, "I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you." "Shucks," said the little bunny, "I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny." And so he did. "Have a carrot," said the mother bunny, and he did. So why do you think I would want to read a children's story about a mother chasing after her little boy anywhere he goes? Do you know anybody that we talk about at church that might be just like that mother bunny? Find us because you love us that much. thank you for that. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you all.